Welcome to the Dominion Embassy broadcast. You are about to hear a kingdom living message from Reverend Kofi Asa of Dominion Embassy, a ministry committed to unveiling our Lord Jesus Christ and his kingdom system. Reverend Kofi Asa is also a pastor at the Prevailing Word Chapel. Please sit back and enjoy this anointed and insightful message.
And then secondly, we said that what? Thoughts are like the lid of a container. The lid of a container controls what is inside. So what you think is going to control your potential. Don't ever forget these four things in life and teach it to your future children. Yeah, it's important we understand what thoughts are to the Christian life. Number three, what did we say? Good thinking gives birth to more good thinking. So you must think well, it will give birth to more good thinking, and very soon your life will be filled with wonderful seeds, powerful seeds, that if anybody picks it and puts it in the ground, you see results. It multiplies because of the quality. All right? Number four. As a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. As a man thinketh in his heart. Not as a man has it in his heart. Not as a man has a wonderful dream in his heart. Your dream is not you. It is when you think that the thing is translated and it becomes you. You become it. Okay? Do you have any questions? Let's take some questions before we move on. Right? Look at the four importance of thinking, good thinking. And if you have any questions, just ask before we move on. Yeah? Of course, at the end of the session, you ask questions, but I want to break it down so that you're not loaded too much. Some of you, the stuff may be too heavy for you. But it's wonderful to know these things very early.
We are saying that our thinking, our thoughts are like the lid of a container. So how do we prevent bad thoughts to enter our mind so that it will affect our thinking?
How do we prevent bad thoughts to enter into our minds? How do you prevent bad thoughts to enter into your mind? No, how do you do it right now? How do you prevent bad thoughts from entering into your mind? Yes, let's define bad thoughts. What are bad thoughts? What are bad thoughts? If somebody thinks, yes, Adam. Very good. The devil tells you to do. So what are some of the things that the devil tells you to do? Steal. Okay. What else does the devil tell you to do? He tells you something like, you can't do something. Right? You can't do it. It's a bad thought. Can't do it. It's a bad thought. Nanifua. What are other examples of bad thoughts? He tells you to be jealous of somebody. Does the devil really tell you to be jealous? Does he tell you to be jealous? No, you yourself, you become jealous. Yeah.
He tells you to disobey the Ten Commandments.
Wow. You see that the bad things, the devil can really tell us bad things. Okay, let me give you examples of bad thoughts. Bad thoughts are thoughts that says that because you are a woman, you cannot do something. Because you are just 12 years old, you cannot be rich. You cannot have this. Right? These, they are all bad thoughts. Bad thoughts are
sometimes it occurs to you that because you are a black person, no, it's not possible for you to be able to employ many people, even employ white people. It makes you think that, oh, it's only white people who employ black people. Black people don't employ white people. Right? Those are all bad thoughts. It tells you that as for you, you are slow. You are slow. You understand slow? It means that you are not clever. Those are bad thoughts. Now, those things will never make your life progress. They are bad seeds. Okay? It tells you that you are not like your other sister who is very good in this area. Those are bad thoughts. Sometimes even when you do good, something tells you you haven't done enough. You have done well, but it says that you haven't done very well. Those are bad thoughts, just to demoralize you. Okay, so these are the bad thoughts. How do you prevent them from coming into your life? By believing in, very good. But we are going to sum it up by thinking well. If you think well, these things will not be able to control you. Okay, so let's move on and let's look at some thinking skills. Just write thinking skills and underline it. Thinking skills. By thinking skills, I'm referring to good thinking skills. Good thinking skills. Example of a bad thinking skill is what? Worrying. You sit down, you worry out until your head is hot because you can't go to school. That's an example of what? Bad thinking skills. You mourn. You know how to mourn. It's thinking with the devil. But God says that, come let us think together. Come let us reason together. Because when you think like God, what is going to happen is that you will eat the good of the land. Right. Number one thinking skill is intentional thinking. Intentional thinking. Intentional thinking. Intentional. You can spell it I-N-T-E-N-T-I-O-N-A-L. Intentional thinking. Intentional thinking. Do you understand intentional thinking? It means that you plan to think. Many people just think. They don't plan their thoughts. They don't plan. They are there and the thoughts are firing themselves into their heads. Do you know why I'm sharing this thing with you? Because I believe that you are young people as I am. And I believe that there is a better life ahead of us. But until we change the way we think, if we think like our forefathers, like our fathers currently, I tell you, we will repeat the life that we see around, which we don't like, that has created hardships around. Okay? That's what I'm sharing with you. Young people must have thinking skills. So that we question the status quo. We question what is going on around us. It's for young people to defeat the system. And not to become like everybody else, like your big brother. Determine that you are going to be a better person and that God has got a better life for you. It starts with intentional thinking. Planning to think. Planning to think. Some time ago, I read a story of a young executive who was employed by this top company, call it Blue Chip Company, very wonderful company in the United States. And this guy, this young guy, normally when a company employs you, they take you around to show you this is the production department, this is the office of the administrator, this is where the gents is, this is, and all of that. They orient you. So when they were going around and showing this new employee the various things that are done in the company and the various offices and all that, they opened the door to a room and they saw that there was only one chair. There was no table. There was only one chair in that room. And that room was facing outside. You know, these people, they can build with glasses all over. It didn't have even curtains. It had only glasses you could see outside. It was at the top floor. There's a skyscraper. And there was only one chair and one woman was sitting in the chair. And the guy asks, "What is this room for? I don't see any furniture, no paper, no nothing here." And this person who was showing him around said that, "Oh, this is for the person who thinks for the company." Says that her job, she's employed, she comes at 8, closes at 5, and her job is to think for the company. Would you want to have a job like that, Baba? Wow. Just think for us, you know. And they cherished this woman so much because she deliberately comes there to think. And the things that she taught for the company and the company one time about $20 million. This is a real story I was reading about. $20 million. Just a little innovation. That from now onwards, don't do it like this. If you want to have an edge over our competitors, let's do it this way. That was her job. Just thinking. One time, Bishop Oyedepo, I hope you know him. He is the richest preacher, man of God in Nigeria. Indeed, in Africa. Just last week, he launched his airline. How did they call it? Dominion Airlines. He's got fleet of jets. Covenant University is for him. You know, he built his church auditorium. That is the largest seater until lately. But if you talk about real nice auditorium until Oyedepo is one came to, but Adiboye is one, but Bishop Oyedepo, his auditorium, if you look at it, is so marvelous. He built it in only 12 months or so without any injection of money from outside of Nigeria. They asked him, "What do you do with your time?" Do you know what he said? He said, "I learn and I think." Wow. Can it be the reason why he's such a high flyer? He says, "I learn. And not just that I receive something into me, I think and so I become. Because a thought will put a limit on me. Good thought is like a seed that is bearing fruit." No wonder he's bearing fruit. Think. Look at the book of Luke, chapter 14, verse 31. Right, let's look at 28. Luke 14, 28. Jesus Christ taught us that we should think. He himself was a great thinker. There was a time, Jesus Christ was there, and the people said that he was beside himself. In other words, he was beside himself. It's an expression that means that he was mad. Do you know why? Because although he was with them, yet his mind was not there. He was thinking. So they said, "Let's go and catch him," because he is beside himself. Jesus was a deep thinker. So what did he say in Luke 14, 28? He says that, "Which of you, intending to build a tower, does not sit down first and count the cost, whether he can be able to finish building. Counting the cost is what? Thinking. Do you know, Jesus says that if before you start your life, before you start anything, he says that sit down. Let me show you one of the reasons why we are seated with Jesus in heavenly places. One of the reasons why we are seated. You all know we are seated with Jesus. Ephesians chapter 2 verse 6. He has raised us up and seated us. Do you know why God makes us sit by him? So that we would reason together. Sitting is a reasoning, a thinking posture. So, says that sit down. In other words, don't think on your feet. Sit down and count the cost and think. That's talking about intentional thinking. Okay? So, please do intentional thinking.
We'll be back briefly to continue with the word. Dominion Embassy is a non-denominational teaching ministry, and our mission is to enable people to rule in life through acknowledging the treasure of the Lord in them. Our purpose is to teach about the treasure of the Lord, namely Jesus and his kingdom system. Our vision is to fully acknowledge the person, principles and performance of Jesus for mankind to teach the kingdom system of God. And our strategy is to bring the kingdom message and ways of the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ to practical living, teaching and preaching, literature, seminar and audio visuals, all in the subliminal style of Jesus Christ. Welcome to the Dominion Embassy broadcast.
There are times that I'm there and I'm thinking, and my wife knows when we got married at first, she didn't know that I have thinking times, you know, so I had to explain to her. Yeah, we have to think. Hallelujah. So have times that you are thinking. Do you understand? Intentionally. Do you understand? What's your name? What? Parking for. Have time that you sit down. Do you understand that one? You sit down. You understand sitting down. And then you think about what you can do to help where you are living. Do you understand that? Help your home. Not the ones that routinely, ordinarily comes to you. A child must do this. A child must sweep the hall. A child must sweep the compound. After doing all your chores, sit down and think about what can I do to improve my home where I am, to improve my community. Okay? Improve upon my friends. What can I do to improve? Okay? Intentionally think about it. That is what is meant by intentional thinking. Don't just flow. Let's all be thinkers. Say to the person who is sitting by you, start thinking. You know, God was talking about intentional thinking when he said that, come, let us think together. Means that he has planned a time. He says that, come, and let us intentionally think. Okay? So that's intentional thinking. From today onwards, develop that lifestyle to have intentional thinking. A second thinking skill is shared thinking. Shared is spelled S-H-A-R-E-D. Shared. Shared thinking. Shared thinking. Shared thinking. This is where you are thinking aloud. You are thinking with other people. You are sharing. Share is spelled S-H-A-R-E-D. Shared. Shared thinking. So, Isaiah said, God said, come, let us think together. That's shared thinking. You think, I'm also thinking. You say yours, I'm also saying mine, and things like that. You see, unbelievers, they do this thing very often. Do you know when they do it? They do it when they are drinking tea. Yeah. They do it when they are playing golf. They do shared thinking. Shared thinking. Have you heard the saying that two heads are better than one? Yeah. That is shared thinking. Two heads are better than one. So God calls for a meeting and he says, let's think alike. Let's think together. Shared thinking is faster than solo thinking. Solo thinking is thinking on your own. Shared thinking is thinking with other people. And you must learn to do that. It's a skill you must learn to do. It's faster than solo thinking. Number two, shared thinking is more innovative than solo thinking. When you are thinking with other people, it's more, you get more ideas, you know, than when you are thinking alone. So one of the things that from today onwards you must learn to do is get people that you think with. Do you understand? You get people that you think with. You share your thoughts with. Not what you have decided, but what you are deciding. You think with them. You see new things. We must learn, for example, to think with people who are better than us, richer than us. Just think with them. You see how their mind works. How their mind works. And then it will improve you. Right? Don't always move with people like you. When I say that, Kofi, do you understand? Yeah. Don't move with people like you. Move with people who are higher than you. If you are moving with people who are like you, you feel very comfortable. Feel comfortable, right? And we all like to feel comfortable. We don't want people who challenge us. People who, when they talk, see that me, in fact, I have got some places to go. The way I'm thinking is not correct. I have traditional mind too much. I think like my grandfather because I stayed with my grandfather. You must, Danifwa, you must, among your friends, somebody who may be older than you, who may be wiser than you, who has better ideas than you, who challenges the system, the tradition, think with such people. Think with them. Just say something like, I want to do this and all that, but I don't know what I should do. You see that the person will contribute in, you ask you, for example, what do you want the outcome to be? You see that the person doesn't think like you. You are thinking more about processes. And then he jumps to say, what do you want? You know, Jesus was like that. Some people are complaining, and he tells them, what do you want? Do you want to be made whole? Jesus was a great thinker. Wow. He used like Adam 100% of his brain. Do you know the percentage of brain you are using? Even Albert Einstein, we are told, he used just 10% of his brain power. Imagine Jesus Christ, who did not know anything. He was a prolific thinker. That is why nothing surprises Jesus or God, because everything he has thought through it. So when it happens, he's not surprised. He knew it will happen because he has thought through it. Okay. Shared thinking is rich. It will put a lot into your life. It will change the way that you think. So go in for people who challenge your thinking level. Don't say that, well, when I approach her, I don't feel comfortable. Fine. But you know what you want. You want to think properly. So you still work with the person. Yeah. You don't feel comfortable. Your friends will ask you, hey, you know, when you are with her, how do you feel? And all that. When he says things, how do you do? Do you really catch the thing that he's trying to say and all that? Say, I'm trying. Yeah. So don't fellowship just with chickens. Fellowship with people whose ideas is like in the air. those ideas are going to land in 20 years' time, but you see, he has taken off. And in 20, 30 years' time, it will be the thing that will be in folk. You see, and you have a head start with that thing. At that time, you'll be teaching them. So shared thinking is rich, and do shared thinking. You'll be surprised the wonderful ideas that will come into your life. Okay? Now, let's move on. The third thinking skill is big picture thinking. Big picture thinking. Pastor, why are you teaching at all? I don't want you to be like your grandfather. I want you to be different. And the way you're going to be different is that your thinking must start to be different. Yeah. And you see, if you start this thing, you become uncomfortable because you are not used to it. But with time, it will be the normal thing for you. So, big picture thinking is, you can write Zephaniah 2:15, but the opposite is narrow-minded thinking or limited thinking. In big picture thinking, what you do is that you think big. You don't think small. You think big. And when you are thinking, for example, if you are planning what you want to do or achieve in life, don't think about how you will do it. Think about what and why. What do I want in life? I want to own 300 houses all across Africa. I want to own houses in Tokyo, in Japan. And at least I want to sleep in that beautiful hotel in Dubai. Have you heard about that one? Yeah, it can be part of your dreams. What do you want? Write down what you want and make it big. If you think about how, you will be a chicken forever. Because now if you look at your life, you will know, how am I ever going to fly to the Emirates and go to that hotel, the reclaimed part of the sea, to build it with a hanging restaurant, to go and eat there and take some pictures? Because the earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof. If you think about how, you just say, Empata do here. Or aqua secondita gradiai. At least secondi for the but me BTB. Secondi you can beat some. You know. But no. In big picture thinking, you think not about yourself, not about your environment, but you think about the world. The world is your home. The world is your home. Big picture thinking. Do you know that some people, they had a world just like ours. They left it. They took ships. They were small boys. Some of them were in their teens. The oldest was of them were in their early 20s and all that. They came to become governors of Gold Coast. Small boys. Came to discover us. You think that if they were doing this localized, limited thinking, they would have left their parents and crossed the ocean to come and live among mosquitoes? Some of them came from Japan. They came to live among mosquitoes. They set up Noguchi research and things like that for yellow fever and for some of these diseases. Why is it that we have not gone to discover some parts of Alaska? Do we always have to let cosmos come and discover oil in Kenya and oil in Ghana? No. We also have to think about how we are going to discover oil where? In Britain. Somebody say,
you don't think that way, Pastor. As for us, we don't think like that, Pastor. Some people think like that. Allow them to think. As for us, we think about, what job am I going to get? My husband, my wife, my home, my church. That's what we think about.
But what are we learning today? And if we're thinking skills, thinking like God. Do you think that when God said, come, sit down at my right hand, let us reason together. Do you think he was just going to make you think about your church or Sekendita Grade? No. God thinks about the world. So, let us have some big picture thinking youth here. If you set up a vision and the vision doesn't happen, Pastor, what about if I say that, well, God wants me to open maybe some airline, I'll call it Kakra Airlines, okay? Or I'll call it maybe Ajo Air. If I say that and then it doesn't happen, what will I do? I'll show you what you will do. Think bigger than that one. When you set up a goal that you are not able to meet at the end of the year, don't lower the goal. Increase it rather. Do you know why? Because if you do not increase it, you would regret the way the world is going. You regret that you have such a low thinking vision.
I hope you've been blessed by the word. In case you've not accepted Jesus as your Lord and personal Savior, kindly say this after me. Dear God, I repent towards you and sin. Come into my heart. I make you Jesus my Lord and Savior. Thank you for forgiving all my sins already, saving me from hell and accepting me into your kingdom as your royal child. In Jesus' name, amen. For this and other kingdom messages and books from Dominion Embassy, call 020-8078-535. Visit our website at www.dominionembassygh.org or our offices at No. 1 Karat Avenue, Eric Warden Street, near Zoom Lion offices, off Queen of Peace Academy, West Anaji Estate, Takoradi, Ghana. God richly bless you. Lord, I lift your name.